Holding on to expectations. When my kids started elementary school, I had an idyllic expectation that we'd ride bikes to school. The school is about a half a mile away, making it just long enough to be a little tough for kindergartners and myself with a preschooler in tow. But that was not going to stop me. I highly valued being outside and moving my body as well as setting that example for my kids. So riding bikes to school was a high priority and something I was not going to give up on easily. Come hell or high water, as they say, we were biking to school. When the kids were tired and crying, we biked. When the kids refused, we biked. When it rained, we biked. 32 degrees Fahrenheit, we biked. For some reason, I believed that when I signed up for Biker Walker, it was like I had signed an oath with blood. There was no flexibility in my mind. I was 100% stuck in rigidity. Sometimes I would see another mom who usually biked drop her kids off in the car. I was confused by this. I had no idea. I had no idea there were other options and that it was okay to mostly bike to school. But of course, dropping off by car occasionally was great too. I did not realize I did not have to bike every day. I was in such a tunnel vision and black and white thinking, I couldn't even see I had other options. Where did this tunnel vision come from? Looking back, I think I was stuck in the trance of what I believed being an ideal mom looked like. I was struggling with guilt for working, but if I could bike my kids to school, it would offset my guilt. Also, biking maintained my value of being an outdoor, active family. These are great things, unless they are held to onto with a death grip. When my kids entered the first grade, I started to see the rigid pattern I was stuck in and how much pain and suffering it was causing and had caused. Looking back, I began to consider that the transition into kindergarten had been hard enough without forcing biking on them every morning. My kids were little. In addition to the two kinders on bikes, I had a 3-year-old in a bike seat or a wagon with me every morning. Just to give you an idea of the insanity, I had two kindergartners on bikes. Of course, it's not uncommon for kindergartners not to even know how to ride a bike. And I was on my bike with a bike seat behind me for my 3-year-old. I had to bring a buggy behind my bike to carry backpacks, sometimes their bikes, when they would inevitably just give up and stop moving forward. Oh, the tantrums, the tears, the anger and frustration. This would all unfold every morning in the half mile to and from my kids' school. Not to mention getting the crew dressed and on bikes to even leave the garage. It was insane. I was pushed over the edge nearly every day, and I could not see that there were changes I could easily have made that would have made my life dramatically easier. If they were tired or having a hard day, I could not see through my tunnel vision to say, maybe today would be a good day to do car drop-off. Not to mention if I was tired or could use the extra 20 minutes that choice would have given me. As I began to see the rigidity I was stuck in, it was easier to see how much pain and frustration this rigidity was causing me and my kids. I wanted more flexibility in my life, so I began to do car ride or drop-off when I was tired, if the kids were tired, or if there was bad weather. It wasn't easy, though, because some part of me feared if I let go of this expectation, I wouldn't be the ideal mom I thought I should be. I'll be giving in, throwing in the towel, giving up on my values. Somehow, some part of me feared if we didn't bike one day, I was going to be a terrible mom and we'd never bike again. This was a rigid mindset at its worst. Dropping off by car when I needed it was more convenient, and I began to see none of those terrible things that I feared actually happened. I wasn't a terrible mom, and we still biked when it was convenient, and it was all okay. Thought for the day. Rigid patterns are often our way of trying to protect ourselves from some perceived danger. It's usually not on a conscious level, but if we can first notice the pattern or the rigid place we are stuck in, we can start to get curious about what our beliefs are and if there is something we are trying to protect against feeling or happening. Quick win. Getting unstuck from rigid mind. Where do you feel stuck in a rigid pattern? How is this rigid pattern causing you pain? Are there any other possible options you've not considered before? What fears do you have related to trying something new? What might self-compassion sound like for this stuck place? Thank you for listening. Be well.